Education has been philosophers' daily bread for centuries, forcing each generation to rethink what we believe we know about existence. But let's be honest, saying life is simple can sound like a children's tale. Leaving behind the carefree days of youth brings responsibilities and complications that pile up like dirty dishes in a sink. Conflicts, frustration, and inequality become more real, making simplicity seem like an unattainable chimera. However, I believe these complications reflect our inner world more than reality itself. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, said it well. We are not disturbed by things or situations, but by our judgment about them. So, are we living in a shared objective reality? Or is each of us trapped in our own world, giving unique meaning to what we each experience? Spoiler alert, in this world, everyone lives in their own world. Breaking free from the bonds of what we believe to be life's norm isn't easy. We all have an internal critical voice that never quiets, a voice that reproaches us for setting boundaries, punishes us for any moment of honesty, and makes us feel guilty for saying no to someone, or like idiots for not standing our ground. We doubt ourselves, fear what others will say. Imagine we'll awaken others' anger if we speak up, or that by being honest, we'll push them away. But perhaps life isn't as overwhelming as we think. Maybe it's the lens through which we look that distorts reality. What would happen if we removed that filter and saw things as they really are? Would we be temporarily blinded by such clarity? Could we embrace that light with courage? The real challenge isn't in pretending life is easy, but in examining how our perspective affects it. Change doesn't happen by waiting for everything to simplify. Change occurs when we adjust our way of seeing things. And this is something only each individual can do for and by themselves. Yes, people really can transform their mindset, and anyone, regardless of their circumstances, can find clarity and peace. I know it sounds ambitious, and doubt is natural, but that doesn't mean it isn't true. However, achieving that change requires commitment to honest and often uncomfortable self-evaluation. Just because something is difficult doesn't mean it's impossible. If there's a will to make an effort, who knows? Instead of feeling trapped in a cycle of confusion and frustration, we might find an open path full of potential. So let's begin by accepting a painful truth. Fear moves people more than the desire to achieve virtue. That's how things are, and that's what we're going to address and change, at least within ourselves. Kindness has always been seen as something positive. It's associated with caring for others, doing good, avoiding confrontation, and pleasing everyone. But sometimes, being too nice is actually a disguise for fear of disapproval, not a genuine virtue, and therefore, this habit can lead to hidden resentments and exhaustion while we drift away from who we really are. Here's a provocative question. Have you noticed that those who seem to achieve everything aren't always the kindest people? Look at kings, politicians, artists, athletes, and you'll see that kindness often appears to be just a facade in certain contexts. I say it's a provocative question, not against them, but against ourselves. They know something many of us resist accepting, that being excessively nice can halt our progress. You can't please everyone. Research confirms it. Excessive people-pleasing has tangible disadvantages: worse credit ratings, more debt, and greater financial risk. Meanwhile, those who truly prioritize themselves tend to face fewer problems and reap more successes. Even in relationships, being too nice can backfire. Predictability can bore others who seek a challenge. And although the effects vary between men and women, excessive kindness isn't always rewarded, nor is it attractive. If overwhelm and guilt are constant, perhaps our excessive niceness is